Now, Facebook is reported to be planning a listing on the US stock market. The last time that report surfaced was in January when Goldman Sachs, the investment bank, bought a stake in the company which valued Facebook at $50 billion. Today, the Wall Street Journal is again reporting that an IPO, a sale of shares to the public, is in the offing for next year. And the price tag now is $100 billion. Well, Larry Magid is technology analyst for CNET. Larry, what do you make of this report?
Well, it's somewhat speculative, but I think it's probably based on accurate inside information. $100 billion is a lot of money. It means that CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be worth about $24 billion after that IPO if it goes through at that amount. But look, Facebook has been a hot product for quite a while. There is revenue coming into the company. It's very sticky. People who go on to Facebook spend a lot of time there, and they have a lot of information about people, which helps them target ads very effectively. So it has all of the right elements to be a very successful company, which, of course, could mean a very successful IPO.
Recent dot-com flotations, we've seen a few. We've had LinkedIn, we had Groupon, yeah. For example. Groupon shares have fallen pretty sharply. Is there a sense that they're trying to get this away before the economic picture worsens, whilst there's still money to be had? This is their last chance to make a big sale like this?
Well, I think the timing is, of course, critical with IPOs. I wouldn't take Groupon's problems as indicative of something that's going to happen to Facebook. Very different business model. Facebook, I think, is in much better shape. Although, having said that, any public offering is always a risk. There is a possibility that the market will sour on Facebook. There's a possibility that some of its 800 million users will go away, will become tired of Facebook. So it's not a done deal, sure thing, but it's looking quite good. And I do think that investors are very excited about the product, about the company. And yeah, sure, they want to go public sometime within the next year to take advantage of a very hot market or a very strong interest.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Larry Magid there from CNET on that report of a Facebook IPO valuing the company at $100 billion. On to the Euro.